It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gut. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Oh, goodness. Oh, there's like two Brandons now. Wait, why is there? This one's...
I'm logged in so I can see it on the screen as well.
Okay, I'm turning this one off. Okay.
We've done this before.
Hi, Sassy.
It's our onesie party, so I don't think anybody has super high expectations.
I mean, this is going to be more messier is what I just said. Yes. Because yeah, we're like in all different places and,
you know what? It's fine. We're good. We're totally
good. It's good. It's totally going to work out.
We're not on YouTube.
We're not?
Nope.
I can't fix that.
It's fine. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi season 9 episode.
What was that?
That was Brandon opening his soda.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was beverage.
I thought I was losing my mind.
What episode are we on?
This is episode 14 of season 9. And welcome to your Wednesday night conversation. This is our onesie, and this is our annual onesie extravaganza here on Let's Have a Fifi. I'm Felicia Fifi Minor, and we are joined by so many people.
It's today. Awesome.
Yes. And Freddie Prinze Charming is looking his age.
Fuck That's off. Fine. Thank you very much. Listen.
Classic to an all new level.
Wished. Whatever.
Let's see. Over in I'm gonna try to point this way. Past Freddie is Best Tardy.
Yeah.
And then below me is Teddy Michael. And then over here,
all the way from Albuquerque.
Yeah, the city I can never spell. And then we have Brandon McGill, and then I think trying to connect and disconnecting and then reconnecting again is Sassy C. Diaz. And here she goes again. Hold on.
Very dysfunctional Brady Bunch happening here.
Yeah. It's Sassy, can you hear us?
Blink twice for yes.
I can't see her face because of the... Oh.
Oh, now we lost Beth.
Now we lost Beth. It's totally fine.
Oh my god.
Nothing to see here. This is just the way things go. And it doesn't surprise me because almost always on our onesie, there's always something. Like we'll be streaming for 15 minutes with no sound. So at least people can hear us. So that's a plus.
Allegedly.
Right.
Blink allegedly.
Twice for, you know, if you can't hear us, guys, blink twice. So does everybody have snacks and things? Because usually I'm like, I bring snacks and things, but I can't bring snacks. You have.
Oh, it looks like Brandon's eating something.
I have snacks and things.
So I have
a big lunch, so I'm just going to have a snack for dinner.
Oh my
god. we're using speakerphone. Are we using speakerphone? Is that a good idea? I see where you're going with that.
I have this giant ass cup.
You're welcome.
Courtesy of Freddie Prinze Charming that says slay all day.
Yes.
Keys. I'm afraid to let it go of the other hand because it's fucking four cups of hot cocoa. And if I don't hold it with both hands, I might.
It's all right. Just, you know, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
As well as gingerbread cookies.
Sassy, also, Sassy and we lost Best.
Damn.
You know what? It's fine. This is par for the course. This is always the shit that happens at our onesie thing. So it's fine.
She's there.
Hold on. I'll just put my hood up and then it'll be like another fucking person is here because, yeah.
Okay, so onesies are supposed to be pajamas, right? Like that's the whole idea is that they're like onesie pajamas, right? So
false, because this is horrible.
How are you supposed to sleep in that?
Maybe like, it's a built-in pillow. I just...
You just put it on the side. I have many questions. Many.
Okay,
questions.
So I'm not really... My onesie is the one that I think I've worn in years past. It's just the unicorn. Not as intense as Freddy's. Teddy's.
Why? Why does everyone confuse us?
Because we look so much alike. We look so much alike.
No, it's just the name.
Confused. It's confused.
But Freddie is wearing one that's like Jaws, I think. Like a shark eating
him. I have a shark. See, is a shark, and the shark is eating me.
Based on a true story. Yeah, and yeah. That. And then, of course, we know that Teddy has the unicorn with the intense head on it. It's a friend. Oh, my God. It's such a friend. Is that you, Sassy Girl? Oh, my God. And then
that's the wig on the wall. That's very drag.
Yes.
What is that? Drag. Welcome.
I just see Sassy's, like, hair times two.
Which one? The one I'm wearing?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Should we name this? I mean, I feel like
since we have another thing. It needs a name.
Jeez, I mean, since that? I...
Have you seen The Godfather, you know, when they take the horse's head and they leave it in the bed?
That's what I was just thinking.
This is the hood to my onesie. Which I'm not wearing as a hood because it would smother me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody failed in the demo department for that.
I don't know.
Right.
That's awful.
I didn't. I'm gonna leave that be, sir.
And then
myself.
Brandon, are you wearing a onesie? I can't hear
what?
You.
What? We can't hear you.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Yes. Now we can. Excellent.
Hooray! Hi, everyone.
Which onesie are you wearing?
Are you wearing?
I'm wearing.
Oh,
I love.
That is a onesie.
But don't spend too many times in a circle. We're not responsible. Or reliable for any property or health. And then, Best, what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I'm wearing a Deadpool onesie. Yep.
Fashion show.
Yes. Stand up and twirl, but not quite like Brandon, because otherwise I'll...
Wait, can you guys actually see me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm not showing up on my screen, but I can still get them.
Oh, weird.
It might be the backstage.
It does it for me best. I had to look at it on a computer.
Excellent. Yeah, no, we can see you. And I'm looking on, like, the Facebook, too, and we can see you on the Facebook, so.
This is on Facebook.
Perfect. Because my photo on my screen is just a picture of me doing this.
Oh, that's good.
That looks accurate.
Excellent. Fantastic. Apparently, we're not on YouTube tonight for some reason. No idea why.
I don't know. I didn't shut it off. So
that's weird. That's really strange. Anyway, how has everybody been? What has everybody been up to? Teddy, go.
Yeah.
I was trying to find us on the internet. You know, I get lost. I have been working a new job here in Albuquerque. And yeah, we've been really busy at the center. We're actually on our annual winter break.
Ooh, fancy.
Ooh. Winter break?
Yeah.
I don't get an annual winter break. I just
work from home. Every day's a break.
Big please. Shit.
I did not show up to the center with no pants on. People would think it was an invitation. It's not.
They would either that or you're insane. So,
yes. Oh, we're on YouTube now. Michelle says we're on YouTube. Okay.
Oh,
I've been very busy at work getting acclimated to the new job. People have called me boss, which has made me just cringe with
Hi, yeah. Katrina, little one.
Oh, hi, little one.
What was it like moving during a fucking pandemic?
People keep asking me, like, how do you like Albuquerque? I said, I don't know. Everything's closed.
That's because Albuquerque is doing shit right.
Like, there are no bars open. There are no movie theaters. There are no bowling alleys.
Oh, wow.
Most of the retail, like the maximum amount of customers inside a retail space at once is 75. So it's like every store you go to, it's like an amusement park because you have to wait in line for a really long time. And then when you go inside, it's like you got on the ride and then it was really disappointing. Very that. it's very that. It's exciting when you can go to the grocery store and like you don't have to wait. It's milk, like that.
I mean, we were doing that here for a while, but then we stopped because.
Because why? Who cares?
It's fine. But yeah, that's why. Albuquerque is fine. The post office is lovely. Shout out to Jennifer at the post office. She's the supervisor, and she helped me get my mail. Good for you, girl.
Wow.
She's great.
Teddy is making friends with folks at the post office.
Yes, Jennifer. Get it.
He's smart. He's making friends. Post office. Supermarket. He said.
He calls up Jennifer and says, I didn't get my mail today.
I do have her number, but I do not abuse it.
So that one day you don't get your package.
Oh, I'm going down there. In this, I'm gone.
Brandon, Best, how are you guys? What have you guys been up to?
Trying to avoid COVID.
We can't hear Best. Best is now on.
We're doing good. I'm still working on the tarot project, slowly but surely.
Whatever, I don't want to
hear. Best and I are both working on a book together.
That's exciting. I know you guys, that should be
funny. I'm not laughing at Brandon. I'm laughing at Teddy. Sorry.
I'm sorry. This is too much.
Oh, my God. When do you think the Tarot Project's going to be done?
We're looking at probably January. I only have four cards left. I've painted 74. Yeah, 74 cards so far.
Oh my
Which
God.
Is an insane amount of body paintings.
Damn. That's
how many cards are in a tarot set?
A lot.
78 cards.
Okay.
I have a body painting or multiple body paintings for every single card in the deck.
Whoa.
That's a
low.
Yep.
Which is a ton one of
the
work.
None of those are me, by the way. So
Felicia was recently in the project. Yes. We did that this weekend. Which was fun. And I think I become more patient with each one. I think in the first one, I was like, oh my God, when's this going to be over? And then this most recent one, I was like, oh, we're done now.
She's learning. Look at that.
That's good. Did it make you look fabulous?
Yes, I can't wait until you release the pictures. But I won't be that person. Oh, on Christmas? Ooh. That'll, see, you find out here first. I didn't even know that. Okay.
Ooh,
exclusive. That's an exclusive. Oh, very wow. Exciting. Oh, I'm excited. Oh my God. It was so good though. It was so good. With the assistant of Bess too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Bess is amazing.
I just want you to know the golden words of hi didn't come off my butt for 2 days.
We can blame that on Bess.
And my husband quite enjoyed that. Let's just say.
Can't hear you. Did he say hello?
Things I could live my everywhere entire life without 500 Alex.
That was one. You should just taken a picture of it, and then every time now we can hear you.
Oh, perfect. I was saying you're welcome.
Felicia, you should have just taken a picture of your butt, and then every time you just send a message to somebody, start with that.
Depending on the person. That could be a look.
No, not depending. Just everybody. Just anybody. Just whatever. Just send it. Hi.
Oh, just my mom. Here's a picture of my butt that says hi.
She's seen your butt before.
I'll take not me for 1,000, please. Oh, it's the Daily Double. Look at God. I don't want it.
And just send them constantly to Teddy and then just be like, I don't know why. It doesn't look like it's going through on my end.
How to get blocked for 100. Actually, I don't think I've ever blocked anyone.
Really?
What?
Normally, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and people just block or delete me, so I don't have to do it.
Oh, they give you the heavy lifter.
Yeah.
Block they say, heavy. Oh.
I don't wait.
In your case, I believe it. I believe it.
Me. I block you.
I haven't.
You're being stupid. Bye.
2020 is not like the effort, the amount of effort that goes into shit. Like 2020 is not the year for that. I'm like, no, we're gonna go
away. No, thank you.
Definitely not worth it. Definitely not worth it. And still Sassy, you have all sorts of shit happening too, huh? You just moved in things.
She froze.
Yeah. I'm in with.
Of course, she moved to Siberia where there's no internet.
Apparently,
is the internet very light there? Is that the keto Wi-Fi?
I think she's in the house with 87 roommates, so everybody's got like.
Tell them to get off to log off the Wi-Fi.
Right.
She just moved in there. She can't be doing that.
Just stick your head out. Hey, get off the Netflix.
She's going to be homeless.
You have mom voice. Just yell over your shoulder and be like, hey, I said turn it off. It'll work.
See? It'll be fine. It'll be totally fine.
I do it all the time.
I don't, because the only person I have to yell at is myself.
Y'all are terrible.
You can yell at your cat.
Yell at the cat and the dog.
I do that anyway.
And then they yell back at you, so.
The cat in particular.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. So, as every onesie party goes, we don't really have an agenda or whatever. But I do want to thank our Patreon supporters. We have 13 active and about 16. Is it 15 or 16? I closed the document by accident. that are active and with us. Some people had to say goodbye because of COVID, you know, furloughs, you know, all that. So it's okay. We'll still keep claims because I understand. Our newest supporter is Sandra with two S's, and she is a Patreon supporter of Brandon's and I believe Best. And
Sandra's,
yeah, Cassandra's. When Brandon posted when I was being painted, she came right on over and did not even hesitate, just all up in it, just good. Yeah. And I believe she got a closer look, which is not quite the deeper plunge, but
you know what?
It's okay.
Sometimes you have to work up to the deeper part of it, you know?
So I want to thank Allison, Best, and Brandon. Cassandra with one S, Cassandra with two S's, and Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Shelley, and Sassy C. Diaz.
Yeah.
A special thanks to our friends and supporters, Cassandra with one S, and Patricia Mason for a deeper plunge. And look forward to things coming soon from Wigs of a Kind. And if you haven't got your, if you need last minute gifts, Bone and Basil on Instagram is your best bet because she has stuff on hand.
Yep, she does. And she will run that right on over to you, too.
Yes. I hear myself. Is somebody watching us? And I hear my
somebody is, but nobody will admit it. Yeah, I hear it. I feel like somebody's got it. Who's not wearing headphones?
I have you muted.
Probably Best.
It's okay. It's totally okay.
So what is everybody doing?
I mean, my voice is fine to go out.
We've got the holidays coming up as far as Christmas goes. Hanukkah seemed to be really early this year. Did anybody else seem to think Hanukkah was early this year?
Yeah, because usually it's in line with like Christmas.
It's right. At least a couple of days usually kind of overlap there. What the hell are you doing, Brandon? Brandon's like throwing things all over the place.
I've had enough.
Oh my god. What is everybody doing this weekend? Does everybody have days off? Or what's happening? Do people have traditions? What are we doing?
I'll start.
Do it.
So we don't really have traditions per se. I think we talked about this before. The holiday season is a little bit sensitive this year, as my mother-in-law passed in March. Whatever family comes over, it's not going to be as many, or it's going to be like Thanksgiving, where like five come in, five leave, you know, kind of thing. Of course, we're going to spoil the baby. That's pretty much it. The adults get like their, I'm glad you're here gift, but you know, we're going to spoil the baby. And then I think since it's on a Friday, it's wonderful. It doesn't really do anything, but I have been off this week and I'm off next week. So
what the fuck?
That's the joys of education.
You and my partner both.
But it's been wonderful. It's wonderful. I love it.
I'm glad that Christmas is on a Friday, because if it wasn't on a Friday, I'd have to work the next day. So I'll take the.
Oh, see, no, I don't do that. I get.
Well, I can't even. 400 people that have requested fucking time off. So, like, I tried to get a couple days here and there, but I couldn't. So,
no, I'm one of those people. If, you know, like, if they give you, like, oh, like Veterans Day, for example, they were like, oh, you're going to leave. You can come back. I was like, nah, that's good. I'll see you next week. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we've been stupid about our PTO, but this year is gonna be interesting for me because so last year I didn't really do much. Like I just, you know, it was just sort of like, eh, whatever. Mm-hmm. This year I've gone from 0 to 60 because I get. So I'm spending time with my partner and her kids. She has 4 at home right now.
Ooh.
4 kids. Mm. Ranging in age from 11 to, I believe, 16.
Well, that's a good age.
And one of them is turning 15 on Christmas Day. So
oh, I forgot about that.
Right. So we have to split it. So the morning is Christmas Day. The rest of the day is his birthday. So we just ignore the fact that it's Christmas. Fuck Christmas. And then the rest of the day, it's all about him. So
so if any relatives come over afternoon, they're like, mm-mm.
Right. We don't say that. Shh. Christmas. It's not Christmas. But yeah, it'll be fun. I'm making so. My partner, bless her heart, decided to wait till the very last minute to try and find tamales for Christmas Eve.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think she just picked up some at, like, Food City. I figure if they're really bad, we can just order a pizza. But, I mean, it's Food City. It can't be that bad, right? I mean, Food City.
It's kind of close to
right? So we'll see. I'm going to have ramen on hand just in case.
There's a tamale place by me.
There's tamale places all over the place, but you can't wait until the very last minute to try and find them. We had this discussion, but it's okay. But her son actually requested that I make lasagna from scratch for his birthday, because that's what he always has is lasagna. So I'm making lasagna from scratch, including the pasta. So, right. So shit ton of fucking lasagna from scratch. And then my partner rented out one of the AMC theaters because you can rent out the theater just for like your own private little party. Oh. So we rented out a theater and we're going to go see A Christmas Story because why not, right?
It's which probably one? Really inexpensive.
Right. I mean, all considering it's cheaper than buying tickets for everybody plus popcorn and all that shit. So it'll be good. It'll be fun. So
that's Bess wants to know which one.
Which one of what?
The Virgin.
Which Christmas Story? You said A Christmas Story. Which Christmas Story?
Oh.
For real?
You're... My God, Beth, shut up. I swear to God. You are not in this right now. Oh.
Like, wait. What? What?
The Christmas Story, okay? The only one that matters where Ralphie shoots his eye out. Because that is the true meaning of Christmas.
Elf?
Yes, Elf.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm just going to sit here and drink.
That's probably a good idea. I mean, you do that anyway. Is that a hard hot chocolate?
I can't tell you that.
Why? It's not story hour. It's not like, you know.
You be drinking with the kids? I know this.
I function just fine.
Either way. I'm not concerned with your high functioning alcoholism.
No, I don't drink when we're doing story hour.
I'm pretty sure you could fit most of a bottle of wine in that cup I got you. So, you know, you can have
your almost did pour a bottle of wine in it, but it is hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little Kahlua.
Uh-huh. Oh, and now Shannon, see, I brought Shannon goodies and now Shannon's all up in my grill about my food.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Uh-oh. Oh, then she's going to be trying to come to my house too. Damn.
posting pictures and she had no idea what things tasted like.
Hi, Ryan. Ryan hasn't been on here in a while.
Apparently, everybody's got like time off, so they have nothing to do. So they're hopping on with you tonight. Awesome.
I'm okay. I'm good.
Teddy, yes. This weekend.
I may or may not be making an appearance in another state.
Oh. Should you be traveling? Is that responsible?
I moved during a pandemic.
Yeah. And then stayed where you were in your little house and didn't
go. For 14 days. Meh. Listen. Listen. That's why Jennifer at the post office got so tight. Some days I knew I didn't have mail. I'm going in there anyway.
She's the only person you saw.
You're just going to come in, hey, how's the mail
today? How's the mail? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's the supervisor, so you have to have a problem, and then they have to call her on the phone or the walkie-talkie for her to come up.
Oh.
And there is another supervisor, a black gentleman who is like, I didn't catch his name, but he's just like super chill. And he came up one day to help me and he was like, it's Christmas time. And walked away.
I'm like, so which, what's your excuse for the last few months? Because it wasn't.
To be fair, he was joking and he did help me and he did get everything situated. But that was hilarious to me anyway.
This is your only day off in 2.5 weeks? Oh my God.
That's no damn fun.
Ryan, are you an indentured servant?
Right. No, thank
are
you.
Are you safe, Ryan? Right. Do you need us to help you?
Twice for yes. Like twice for yes. We'll come in. We'll get you.
The hell?
We'll get you.
Yes, you've been gone so long that Freddie aged 20 years. Yeah, we're on season.
He hasn't even done his makeup today.
Oh, this year has just been.
I know. We're on season.
Fresh face.
We're now doing the show from Mars. You've been gone that long.
We're all on the space station. You're welcome.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not going up in space.
You wouldn't get on there with your hoodie anyway. They never let you on. They'd be like, sir, no, you're going to have to check that.
You're right. But I'm not getting on that. Dr. Mae Jemison, that was it. No more black people in space. I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
But don't you want to be the first unicorn on Mars?
I do not want to be the first nothing on Mars. I'm not going up there. Have y'all seen Passengers where they wake up when they're not supposed to? No.
Is that like horror movies? Is that, you know, is it the same sort of concept?
No, it is... It's like this weird like mix of like this romantic thriller. It's disturbing. But the premise is that they are all going to another planet because there is a colony there. And on the way there, they get woken up accidentally.
What is this? What show are you talking about?
It's a movie, Passengers, and I'm never going to space in part because of it. No. What
if I get? I thought you were giving us your story.
No.
This is the beginning of Alien.
This is the beginning of every space movie.
Are you sure this isn't real life?
I don't need to be up. Just, and I don't need to be under the sea. Two places you won't catch me. No. I'm not supposed to.
Mm-mm. Oh, I forgot about that.
So, Scotty's watching. Scotty, hi, this is me in case you don't recognize me.
Oh, yeah. Tell them the story.
So, Sunday, my partner and I were driving around delivering shit to people. And I let Felicia know. I'm like, hey, we're riding up on your place right now, you know? And I ring the doorbell. And
Before that, though, I told him, I forgot to tell Freddie. I told him this. I forgot to tell Freddie not to ring the doorbell because the baby is asleep. Oh. I guess he didn't hear me. So he looks out the peephole and then he opens the door so cautiously. He
opens the door and stares at me and goes, "Can I help you?" I'm like, "No, where the fuck is Felicia?" And he's like, Oh, it's you. I'm like, yeah. What the fuck? Who else would it be? Like, what the hell? It was kind of funny.
I think I've seen you out there missioning and things.
I should have, had I been quicker on the draw, I should have been like, "Hi, have you heard of our Lord and Savior?" And I should have totally gone with it and seen what he'd done and then just rang the bell again.
You would have slammed the door in your face.
I know, and then I would have run the door. And then I'd be texting Felicia, and I would have been like, "Can you tell your husband to stop closing the door on my face, please? Thank you." Apparently, Sassy is broken. So, Best and Brandon, what are you guys up to?
Oh, we all went to red for some reason.
Oh, I didn't. I'm still green, because... I'm hardwired.
I'm fine.
Yeah, right.
That's because I live alone, so nobody else is on my internet.
Is Sassy frozen now?
No, she's not. She's not frozen. She's just moving very slowly. Apparently, nobody can hear us as far as our guests go. But I'll have all green bars, so it's fine. It'll just be me and Felicia and Teddy then. Everybody else can just stand there and look pretty. I don't know.
Everyone else, you can go. Thank you.
Oh, she got that mom face on. I don't like it.
I'm telling you, all Sassy needs to do, well, we can see Sassy, but Sassy apparently can't hear us is the problem. Neither can Brandon and Best hear us yet.
I catch snippets.
Okay, we got a thumbs up from Brandon. Apparently, y'all need to.
Maybe
stop.
It's me.
I don't know. It could be.
Yeah, oh, Alicia. Maybe it is you.
Maybe it is.
So what everybody needs to do, everybody needs to make sure that there's no other tabs open. Close the porn. If you have
Is that the problem?
Pornhub or whatever the hell it is, then they need to close it for the duration of the show.
Oh, you know what? It's probably me. I had 6 people, 1 mic going.
Oh, me, and that's what it is. That's what it is. Always gotta have that one person with the goddamn porn that fucks up the connection. God.
Oh, you're welcome. Not the porn, yes.
All the porn.
All of it, streaming all time and multiple tabs.
It wasn't me this time.
Well, you know, sometimes you need to switch between things because you know you don't know what's going to work for you right at that moment.
So I get bored, so I just You know,
but that's why you have it in multiple tabs, so you can just kind of switch between things. You know,
I don't want this.
You're like my movie report of porn.
Yes, perfect. Yes,
that's exactly. Oh my God, I so need
give
that.
Yourself just, options.
I don't know if I could do that. I'd a ball of just like porn. I wouldn't know where to look anymore. I'd be like, I don't. And if the sound was on all of it, that would be so distracting. So distracting. It would just be like, wait, what? Whoa, who said that? What? Where is it? Where to go? Oh, God. See, it'd be horrible. I would struggle with that. That would be rough for me. I could probably do like 3 screens of porn.
Yeah, that'll.
3 screens.
So no virtual reality. 3 is...
I don't know that I could do virtual reality. Okay, so here's the thing with virtual reality porn. Okay, because with the virtual reality anything, it makes me nauseous. It gives me like the spins. So when it comes to virtual reality porn, I'm not sure as to how that would turn out. So like, I don't want to be carsick while I'm watching.
Box off.
Right? Like that would just be really awkward. Like,
it's so like never the two things you want to get.
So you've never done the virtual reality with the like glasses on?
I've tried it once and I had to take them off because I felt like I was going to throw up.
Oh, wow.
Which, mind you, some people, your kink is not my kink, but your kink is okay. I just will not be vomiting on you.
I mean, that might be their kink.
That's
They'll
what I meant.
The glasses.
They can, and that is, you know, why you can have like a poly lifestyle and have people that can fulfill those kinks, because I am not that person that will vomit on you.
As long as you put a cart down first, because that gets messy.
Always put a tarp down, kids.
Yes.
Always put a tarp down.
Don't just be going to people's houses, throwing up and stuff. And
always put a tarp down. Because it's just good manners.
That's my favorite part about going to parties.
Putting a tarp down?
And throwing up.
Oh.
Just putting the tarp down. Best is like, oh my God, I got the tarp. Put it down.
We all need a friend that's willing to bring and put down the tarp.
Just be sure it's not a twister mat, because that could get really awkward real quick.
Remembering never to play twister with any of you. Gross. That's gross. Now we lost Brandon.
Freddy.
Oh my God.
Do they make Twister for geriatrics?
There's only one circle.
If you can actually reach the circle, then you...
then you win. If you can bend over to put your right hand on the circle, you win.
Bet. Let's play.
Did you just say bet?
Yeah. I'm also old.
He said bet. So he said, okay, my... partner's kids say that all the fucking time. And I usually reply with something like, no cap. And then they look at me and basically tell me I'm old and to shut up. So.
Wow. Oh my gosh. We're all awkwardly like,
I don't want to hear you say lit.
Well, I hope we get that $600 soon.
Oh, that's. What are y'all going to do with your $600?
Child, I'm going to buy Boardwalk. That's what I'm going to do.
A paper card? Because that's about all that's going to buy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and buy Park Place and just call it a wrap.
Why are you going to buy the other part of my property? Are we going in on this or what? You just can't be buying somebody else's stuff. I got to wait for $600 in 10 years to buy that.
It's called
so I'm sorry, why don't you just use your $600 to buy another $600? Then you'll have $1,200.
You're like the check cash in places.
Best is totally the check cashing places. Here, use this $600 and we'll give you $600 and then you can pay us $700. Hey.
No, you have $600, and then they give you $600, and then you pay them $2,500. That's how it works.
That's how
much of that is taxed?
Oh, none of it's taxed.
But it has interest rate all over.
Yeah, it's free.
Right. Right.
Just like free money on those car insurance ads.
Right.
If those car insurance people don't leave me alone, oh my goodness. Moving from one state to the other and changing my car. I don't know how they all knew, but I just keep getting calls. And one day I was feeling cheeky, so I answered. And she's like, well, don't you want to save money on your car insurance in Phoenix? I said, I don't live there. Please take me off your list. Well, why don't you want to save money? I didn't call you, miss. If you can just take me off. Not only did I not call you, but I don't live where you're trying to sell me cheap insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I don't understand why you don't want to save money.
Oh, no. She kept going?
That's not passive aggressive at all.
She kept going, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to let her talk. And I did.
And like, ma'am, we need to have a discussion about consent. No means no, and I've said no multiple times.
Oh. Lord. I like to have fun with those people. I just let them talk, and then I say, oh, what are you selling? And then they start over.
That's what my parents do to me. When they're not listening.
I'm just talking about whatever random shit.
You know, it'd be like my dad. My dad is deaf as a doornail. So anytime you talk to him, you could ask him a direct question, and he'll be like, mm-hmm. "Like, no,
wait,
no."
Yeah. How old is your dad?
He's going to be 84 in January.
So he's younger than you?
Yes. Yes. It's weird. It's one of those
Benjamin
dad,
Button kind of things.
It's like those dad, grandpa, cousin things. You know, it's fine. We don't
Is
talk
it the
about
butterfly
him.
Bed?
I do know that everybody needs a check, especially now, and I totally get it. But I just cannot. I couldn't work one of those jobs where I have to call people unsolicited and ask them to buy into shit that they clearly have no interest in, or else they would have called me. I just can't do that. I had one job that was like that, and I quit, and my boss was like, well, why are you quitting? I said, because I'm tired of calling people asking if they want to renew their magazine subscription. Why wouldn't they just use the little card in the magazine?
Right.
Like, why are we here? Why are we selling magazine subscription renewals to Shotgun News Weekly that comes out only 3 times a month?
Why is it weekly?
Why is it called weekly but doesn't come out every week?
That is like false advertising. That's like false advertising, and
I'm not even a subscriber, and I want my money back.
That's really offensive.
I mean, clearly the news in the shotgun world is rapidly evolving, and I need to read about it every single week.
Well,
oh wow!
I just can't do it. I also couldn't be a debt collector either, because if people say they ain't got no money, I'd be like, okay, see you later, bye.
Oh, those are my fave. Oh, so we noticed that you owe. Yes, I don't have any money. When do you get paid? I won't have money then either. You see how this is going?
I did tell someone that, because I have been scammed in the past before, somebody with student loans, and I thought I was like reconsolidating or something, and clearly I was not. So now, I can't. And they're like, well, you owe this. And I said, if you can find my phone number, you can find my address and send me an invoice. Well, that's not how this works. Well, that's how it's going to work, Jeff.
He was clearly from like Mumbai, which that's fine if you're from Mumbai, but don't tell me your name is Jeff, because I know it's not. And then you just end up sounding stupid because now you're.
No. Jeff sounded like he was from here. Because Jeff got an attitude when I told Jeff that he could go somewhere. I didn't even say where. I just told him he could go somewhere. And he said, sir, you should calm down. You're going to have a heart attack. And I said, not before I take you out first.
Where did you tell him he should go?
Bess wants to know, where did you tell him he could go?
I just told him he could go somewhere. I didn't even designate a
like
place.
Florida?
He,
you know what? If I'm going to tell somebody to go
underwater,
I'd be like, you know what? You, sir, can go to Florida.
Just don't go to Georgia because.
Whoa, Freddie, calm down. Right. Do you need some milk and cookies?
Probably.
Was that a Santa joke? Oh. Wait, what are you eating? Oh, that's not food.
I have a gingerbread person.
Oh, I thought Brandon was eating something, and then I realized it was
gingerbread person.
No, because I'm not eating gingerbread. gingerbread. That's weird.
Genderbread?
Gender.
Oh, I thought I heard genderbread.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what I
don't want to eat gen.
Not ginger, gender.
No, I don't want to eat that either. Wait, hold on. Somebody keeps coming in and out. I think it's Sassy.
That's probably me.
No, it's not you.
Or Sassy.
It's Sassy, go into the light.
I keep having to rejoin on the audio for the other side.
Why was that the first time I heard my pop back that was looking to the light?
And Brandon keeps hearing things from the other side.
Yeah, I don't like this. I'm a Christian. I don't want nothing from the light. God, I don't.
Tell Caroline keep her ass over there.
Oh my god. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Hello Fifi onesie extravaganza. We are not really talking about anything in particular.
Because that's how we roll with the onesie extravaganza.
And I think we prefer it, though.
That's no, okay. We didn't.
Let's we were too busy trying to get you connected.
I know.
Well, hang on.
I have an Eeyore onesie.
Okay, that's cute.
That is 10 out of 10.
And the head is in.
And the best part of it.
Yes, tail.
Oh, my God. It has a tail.
Does the tail come off, though?
Probably not.
Why would the tail come?
No, that's the only downside. Me, that's a bonus because I lose it.
This is true. I don't think anybody's really seen my onesie. Hang on.
I'd lose it. So, and it has pockets also.
Mine does not have. Oh wait. Does
mine have pockets? I thought it did have pockets.
This one does not have pockets. No.
Not even inside the shark head.
Oh, well, that's...
No.
Interesting.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I know.
I mean, you're getting eaten. You're getting eaten by a damn shark. You think you get some pockets. You
have pockets?
I know. You think I would have pockets in my wetsuit, but no, of course not.
Okay. I have pockets.
At the bare fucking minimum pockets.
New for you.
It's because you got that big-ass head on that fucking onesie. That, oh my god, it better give you pockets.
Mine's actually not even that big.
So let's see, even though we're not following anything, I still want to talk about numbers right now in Arizona real quick while we can. So as
I'm just gonna continue to drink from this cup.
Do you have numbers for New Mexico as well? I want to feel included.
No.
Well, I'll just give you the numbers. In New Mexico, we have 33 counties, and we're doing a red to green approach, and every county's red. Back to you.
Yep, that's, I mean, if we were to do the same thing, that would be pretty much what we're at right now. Let's see. As of today, in Arizona, we've got 473,273 cases. We are over 8,000 deaths now. We had 3,151 new cases reported today and 46 more deaths. Go us.
Yay. Yes,
now, is that 400,000 number? Is that total cases reported since the beginning?
That is total cases reported since the beginning.
Hey, Jesus, we're living in a petri dish. What's up?
Right. But as far as perspective goes, it was in the middle of April when Arizona hit 2,000 cases. So in April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 8 months. In 8 months, we've gone from 2,000 cases to almost 500,000. But it's cool. It's totally fine.
Oh, since we're talking about COVID. I was having fun on Twitter watching the people go, mostly the LGBTQ universe on Twitter, go a little bit crazy because when Mike Pence got his shot, he was just bulging at the seams to get his vaccination. Like he was. And I was like, whoa.
He got a shot in his dick?
Like he's sitting in the chair and just kind of carrying over.
Let's see here. Is it a video or is it a picture?
Mostly the picture has been going around, but there is a video as well.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. Is that what you said?
Ditto.
I'm Googling. Talk amongst yourselves.
Don't be Googling that. That's like someone that's like, look at this terrible car wreck. And then everybody looks it up. Just needs to just be left alone. Nobody cares about his dick because he is a dick. You thirsty bastards.
Oh, my. Wow. Jesus, dude. You put some, like, wow. Okay.
And then the orange guy, Z, in his last 30 to something days in office, I think he has pardoned 26, 20.
Of course,
I think it's like 40 people that he's pardoned, including like Jared Kushner's dad. Some of his family. So what I'm saying is he knows that he did something wrong and that he's trying to cover it up.
Why does Mike Pence look like he only has one ball?
What porn site did you go to?
I didn't. I just Googled.
Oh my gosh.
Googling?
I'm not used to Brandon being so quiet.
It's like
it's because I keep having connection issues.
It's like if he had like if his balls were like kind of saggy, but like one was like escaped his like tighty whities and like fell out. Like that's what it kind of looked like.
You're kind of just describing my Friday night.
Merry Christmas.
Like it totally just, like one ball just managed to escape. And is now just sort of hanging out while everything else would be all tucked up in where it's supposed to be. The one ball is like trying to make a run for it.
Even that ball knows they did something wrong and it's trying to get the hell up out of there.
Yeah.
Give us three.
Very awkward. Like it's not even like a moose knuckle. It's literally just like one ball.
What's a moose knuckle?
Oh my God! It's like a horrible version of the camel toe.
I'm gonna look it up.
yes, definitely look up moose knuckle.
Oh my God! You're
using your data plan and not your regular internet.
I'm waiting.
All it comes up with is like jackets.
What?
Moose knuckle?
Yeah. I put moose knuckle into shopping.
No, don't put it into shopping. What the fuck? No.
It's not something you buy.
You cannot buy this.
There's something for everyone. Shopping.
Not on the consumer websites. They don't have those on the regular consumer website.
That's the dark, dark web. Don't
oh, gross. Can't
buy them.
Oh, that Sarah tells me his number for New Mexico.
I seen him.
He's there you go. Gross. Number. Yeah. There you go, Bess. Do you find your moose knuckles?
I did. It's a picture of someone's grandpa.
I mean, that could be a thing too.
Are you sure?
If you look up things like moose knuckle and say like cycling or...
No, the man's naked.
No, he's not supposed to be naked.
But he's sitting on a chair.
No, what the fuck?
Well, then I don't know what you're talking about.
What the hell did you Google?
Moose knuckle.
Why is he naked? I'm so confused.
Oh my god.
Now I have to try and find out what image he's looking at. This is I'm and it totally comes up with a bunch of winter jackets. That's really funny.
Oh shit.
I need to look this up now because I need to see what the hell.
I can't find the what naked grandpa? What?
Texas taught me nothing.
What are you even looking at?
This is the worst educational show.
Oh my god. I'm just sitting here.
Where is LeVar Burton when we need him?
I took the day. Back
to the dictionary, they'll explain it.
Oh yeah, Urban Dictionary. Look on Urban Dictionary and look up moose knuckle.
That's what I did first. Second.
You need
it was like literally
1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth and the sixth image that comes up when I put moose knuckle in, besides all the jackets, which is just weird.
Did somebody name a jacket company after moose knuckle?
Yes, somebody lives a moose knuckle jacket.
This is just like somebody naming. What
moose
is it?
MooseKnucklesCanada.com. Bring the heat with the Moose Knuckles collection.
That's like somebody twat waffle.
Free shipping.
Can I get it in time for Christmas? The Moose Knuckles?
No, it's coming from fucking Canada.
They have them on Amazon. They have them on Amazon.
Ooh, not $890. Delete.
Oh.
Oh god. There we go. Scroll on down and then images.
Y'all are
terrible.
Wow.
There it is.
This is why we usually have structure to the show. Because we just went off.
It's fine. This is what happens during the Oh, there you go. Look, Teddy's got the
moose. Is that Tony the tiger?
Yes.
Make it bigger.
Make it bigger.
Make Teddy bigger.
Oh, make Teddy bigger.
There we go.
It's great.
A lot of penis.
There you go. It's can be penis, but it's also like when your pants divide your balls and then you have like one ball that's over here and you have the other ball that's over here.
Like a Newton's cradle.
Can't relate.
Ladies can have moose knuckle too.
No, that's a camel toe.
No, they can have moose knuckle too.
I can't relate on a moose knuckle.
No, I've seen some.
So why do they teach people about the birds and the bees and not the moose and the camel?
You know, I've often wondered that. I think it's
an advanced chapter. They just teach you the basics.
They tell me nothing in sex ed. They sat me down in a room one time, showed a video of a woman giving birth, and then passed out condoms.
Oh.
Where'd you go to school at?
Texas. Because that's effective.
Ah! Well.
Well?
Never mind.
Marissa, do you have anything to say? I know you are the representative of Texas.
Right. Marissa speaks.
If one of you... Serotonin.
Serotonin. Trans women are women, so they get camel toe.
I'm telling you, I've seen women with moose knuckles.
Can we... Michelle wants to know if we can develop a sex ed curriculum around the moose and the camel. Yes. Yes, we can.
Is that our next series?
Mom, you need evidence? Is that what you said?
That's... Teddy, we got this. We got this. That's going to be our next presentation.
You so, I have the next I need week and a half off.
So we're going to offer.
What's camel toe?
I'm on it.
What the fuck, Marissa?
Have you never seen a camel?
Oh my God. I love
them. I can't with you guys.
Fucking best.
Hey, yeah, Teddy's got it.
Oh, wait. Let me know when you're ready. God. I'll put you up on the screen. Oh, he's giggling. Oh, my God.
Got a good one. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm so scared. I feel like I should be.
Oh my God. Oh.
No, that's oh my God.
Stop. Oh my God.
Is that a vagina boob?
It's all
camel toe babies. Oh my God.
Hold on, there's no
it looks like it ate something sour.
Yes, that's kind of what happened.
Oh shit!
When your vagina is like eating your pants, that like it just
Hold on, they got fake camel toe underwear. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I honestly think it's for trans women to buy, but why the fuck would you want to buy underwear that would give you a camel toe? Why?
No.
Oh, maybe it's kind of cool. Hold up. Never mind. It's not.
I did need a present for my grandpa.
It's kind of cute for a second, but it ain't.
What is that?
Oh my
That's
Jesus!
A woman's part.
Oh,
is that the camel toe panties?
No, that's natural.
That's natural.
Those is the camel toe.
That looks like a Greek statue.
These are the camel toe panties.
Oh wow.
Oh my God!
Y'all are a mess. Gold, and now on a mission to show us all the camel toe panties.
Oh, is there a fandom? Is there like a camel toe fandom?
Hold on, there might be some more if you just want to
possibly
get on in.
I know. Women. I don't understand why a fucking trans woman would want panties that would give her a literal camel toe. Like, I mean, maybe I'm missing something. I don't know.
Did you see Sarah's comment?
As a person,
moose knuckles versus camel toe.
What the?
Oh my God.
Bite. Wow.
Moose knuckle versus camel toe. What's the difference? Fuck.
Have to watch later.
Oh my God.
That is an article?
Oh, oh my shit. God. Oh, you mean that's reading?
Oh. Yeah, God. It ain't watching, you nasty. Oh
my God. And we look, we're over time. Oh, yeah. Looks like we're going to have to leave folks with the image of the camel toe versus. Moose knuckle.
Oh shit! Oh, wait. The word of the night. Can't. Thanks, Archie.
Extravaganza. That could be a good in-person one. Whenever we get back to it, we'll all buy camel toe underwear.
Where am I going to find a camel at this hour?
Walmart. Walmart.
Oh my God.
Or Amazon. Oh, Amazon probably has them.
It's probably on Prime.
And if you get them on Amazon, then they'll probably be able to be delivered right away because, you know, the I'm sure the camels cost enough with Prime shipping that you'll be able to get them the next day.
Wait, the camels are on Prime?
Probably.
Maybe if you order the camel toe underwear on Amazon Prime, then a camel will deliver.
Ooh. Oh, that is brilliant. I love that. Maybe it'll be wearing it.
Oh my god, that would be, what a way to market it. Buy a camel toe, get a camel.
That's what I would do.
That's,
I mean, I don't, but does the camel stay?
Probably not.
Oh,
I mean, I can put it on my patio. That's where everything else seems to fucking end up.
Everybody's just leaving.
And then, apparently, well, Sassy can't tell her roommates to stop streaming porn while she's doing this. And I don't know what Brandon's problem was.
He couldn't hear. You need to invite him back on for his own thing when there is better Wi-Fi.
Well, then get better Wi-Fi. Your
I don't have control
is not our problem.
I don't have control over that.
Our Wi-Fi has been spotty, so I apologize.
That's terrible. What are you doing now? You're
I'm pressing buttons.
Why?
You're welcome.
Because apparently she's a glutton for punishment and is going to see how long it takes for everything to get fucked up while she's pressing random buttons.
Well, because it says I can show all the chat on here. But nothing's showing up, so.
Oh.
You're welcome. Oh.
That's fun.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'll start it next show.
Try that.
Anyway.
Why would you wait until the end to be like, oh, let's see all the chat?
Because I was trying to connect everybody off and on throughout the night, and I just realized.
Inviting guests to have cricket hotspots for Wi-Fi.
I always invite Sassy.
Fair.
And to be fair, we usually do this in person, so.
Yes, this is the first year.
It's not like in person Sassy's all, you know.
Francis wants us to have Marissa as a special guest so we can discuss camel toe. I'm all about educating everybody, including Marissa.
We are PBS After Dark, I told you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Wait. Are you going to have, like, one of those, like, educational shows to teach about camel toe? Is that...
We are an educational show, and we teach about all sorts of things, and we could probably do that with camel toe, yes.
But is
Did you have a request?
Camel toe versus moose knuckle thing? I mean, are we going to treat these topics equally?
I'm all inclusive
to the moose knuckle and the toe.
Are you guys gonna have like a Bill Nye the Science Guy break where he teaches you like the science behind a camel toe?
Is there science behind
it? Will there be demonstrations?
I'm just
Will you get free samples?
This ain't fucking Costco.
Where do I sign up?
Oh, Lord, take me now. Oh, my God.
What is a big deal? What the fuck are camel toes? Are camel toes a big deal in Texas? What the fuck
Apparently
is
not. I've never.
Francis says it's a big deal in Texas.
Marissa and Francis are representatives of Texas.
Well, if I'm a representative of Texas. I spent at least a year there.
Oh.
Oh.
If not seven.
If not,
that's quite the range there. I'm so sorry.
Will the representative from Texas come to the floor, please?
I'm from Texas. I don't know crap about camel toes. Oh, I guess we'll have to educate you then. Didn't know that
camel toe revelation. We're going to talk about camel toes.
The first book of camel toes. Open your book.
On the first day of camel toe, my true love gave to me
a yeast infection.
that would be a common issue with camel toes because
you gotta put some powder down there, dry it up,
stuff up there.
I think that's something you could get someone for Christmas.
Pop it up down
there. Camel toe,
a yeast infection. Like, would that be something they appreciate or something they might regift?
I feel like it's a regifting type of thing.
A regifting type of thing.
Oh my! Please do not give that gift to me.
Oh, that's all. Perfect for the office white elephant gift exchange,
right? I just wouldn't know what kind of package to put it in.
Oh my god!
It's in the bag. It's not really something you can wrap.
I don't know. I mean, you could put a bow on it.
Yuck.
Put it in the oven to keep it moist.
Yeah. Mm. That's good. Give it a, you want to sprinkle a little sugar on there though.
Ooh.
For the yeast,
like baking bread.
Right. It's like a sourdough starter, you know? So you have to
Not the powder.
If you do it right, it turns right into rye.
Yeah. You make your own bread.
Oh.
What is
it? Can be put in the proving drawer.
What are you doing?
Oh my god. We talked about camel toe for 45 minutes.
I don't feel like it was a full 45.
Oh my god.
Watch the tape. Watch the tape.
And oh no, I'm never watching this again.
Oh. And oh. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us. Remember to feed your yeast infection.
That's right.
Oh, or not. Ooh. Oh my god. Yes, Marissa. I don't know what this has turned into, but
this has turned into our usual onesie thing because it always goes downhill and turns into a fucking mess every fucking year.
And it reminds me of why we have a structured show. God.
Onesie. You didn't come into this prepared, Felicia, but no, you wanted us to drive the bus, and now. This is the bus from Speed where we just can't slow down and we're all going to fucking die.
Oh my God. Francis is giving Marissa a manual for camel toe.
God.
There's Merry Christmas.
See, and this is why we do this, because we help foster connections.
So
where do you find this manual?
How long do you keep it before you bake the sourdough?
Good 45
Not
minutes.
Months. No.
If it gets to the point where it's asking you for like seconds, you've kept it way too fucking long.
Oh.
Don't keep it long enough to file it on your taxes or claim it on your taxes. That's
you don't want or like to form its own ecosystem. Like you don't want that.
Oh my.
If it starts talking to you, you've gone too far.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Very little Shop of Horrors.
Feed me. Oh my goodness.
Now that reminds me of our little shop number from Spotlight.
Oh.
I miss Spotlight. Damn it.
We took a break to better ourselves. Yeah. We did not.
Oh, shoot. Well, I hate to call an end to this madness, but
how so much fun!
But it's turkey lurkey time.
I hate you.
You should probably share that video.
Yes,
Coco does every year, don't you know?
She shared the pictures this year, and her little tagline was "No one, absolutely no one," and then Teddy Michael yelling, "It's turkey lurkey time!" Because those are facts.
That is the fact.
I will make sure that I share that tomorrow for Christmas Eve.
Oh, you're so nice and so giving.
Yeah, Santa.
Aren't you busy tomorrow? Don't you have shit to do?
I watched all this Santa Claus movie. It
would be a good idea for me to do this gig, and I don't know why the fuck. Times are slow, you know? Things are rough all
slow
around.
Slow news day.
Oh, my goodness. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Can you play the Turkey Lurkey video now?
No, I didn't download it. But nice try, though.
Can you play it on YouTube?
Do I want to?
Yes! It's our gift to everyone!
Find it?
I know how to find it.
Okay. Of course you do, because you saved it.
Oh, no, I didn't. How do you know Live that? With Nelly. Why do you know that?
See, and then we can end it with that.
Won't that be nice for everyone?
It's only showing me the one on Facebook.
Hang on, I'll send you the link. One second.
I feel like we're all at the church Christmas pageant waiting for the small children to dance, and one of them had to go to the bathroom beforehand.
That sounds about right.
And everybody starts mumbling, like, what's going on?
It's like, I don't know what's happening.
Hey, guys, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Awesome. Take us with you.
Not that camel toe. Oh, I got it.
No, that's where I keep my moose knuckle, and I'm not going to.
I get it. I got it.
It's illegal to have moose.
It's playing in my. How do I get it to play?
I sent you the link.
Do I just share my screen?
Probably.
Oh, Chrome tab.
All right. This is from us to you, everybody. Maybe.
It's like every Christmas of my little childhood. Will there be gifts?
Maybe. We're trying really hard.
Maybe we can reenact it.
I never noticed that my ornament fell off. Oh,
Oh, we're going to, okay. Okay. All right.
No.
Oh my god. That video always makes me so damn happy. Oh my goodness. All right, you guys. That's it. We're gonna leave that so that everybody gets that stuck in their heads now.
I'm just a little upset. When I was struggling to find out what a moose knuckle was, you guys didn't just show me this video.
They're not. Nobody had a. What are you talking about?
I for sure didn't have a moose knuckle.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Best. Oh my God. All right. Well, fine.
Everybody, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next week. I don't have a guest lined up for next week, but we'll figure it out.
It might just be us. And that's totally fine.
Brandon.
It is. It is totally fine. I have started scheduling people for the next year, including Brandon.
I mean, next week is New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you next week. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good shit. Thank you. Bye.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.